This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Yesterday, I told you that the U.S. government is already demanding answers to a long list of nosy questions as part of the 2010 census. The survey insists that you write the answers to 42 questions about you and about every other person who resides in your household. One person must act like a private investigator to extract the information from everybody else. If anyone doesn't want to answer these nosy questions, you must provide that person's name and telephone number so Big Brother can follow up. The survey demands very specific answers to questions about what kind of school each of you attended and to what grade level, what is each person's ancestry or ethnic origin, what language you speak at home, how well you speak English, what are your specific physical, mental, or emotional health conditions, and whether you gave birth during the past year. The survey asks how much you pay each month for electricity, gas, water, rent, real estate taxes, fire or flood insurance, plus 6 questions about your first and second monthly mortgage payments. But that's not all. You must tell the government exactly where you are employed, what transportation you use to get to work, how many people ride in the vehicle with you, how many minutes it takes you to get to work, whether you have been laid off or absent from your job or business, how many weeks you worked during the last year, what kind of a job you have, what kind of business it is, exactly what kind of work you do, what was your last year's wage or salary, and what was your other income from any other source. The Census Bureau warns, we may combine your answers with information that you gave to other agencies. Does that mean Internal Revenue, Social Security, Child Support Enforcement, criminal or commercial databases? Who knows what happens to your personal information after it goes on the government's computers?
At Eagle Forum, we're deeply concerned about the liberal agenda, feminist ideology, and political correctness movement on our college campuses. That's why we're gathering college students in Washington, D.C. on June 8 and 9. For details on the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit that's free to interested students, visit our website at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. The insanity in Washington reached a new high this week. The Senate voted in every way they could against the American people, as usual. The Democratic senators are so far removed, folks, from American logic that you have to wonder what planet these people live most of their lives on. And then comes an amendment that you would think is so basic and so commonsensical that even the most left-wing, flaming liberal Democrat would have to vote yes on it. And of course, on such an amendment, we know that every, quote, conservative, unquote, Republican is definitely going to vote yes. Well, the insanity continues. In fact, it escalates. Senator John Ensign, Republican from Nevada, offered the Senate a common sense amendment that my grandchildren could understand. It simply said that illegal aliens would be barred from collecting any Social Security benefits that they had accumulated while living illegally in the country. Common sense. If you work illegally in the country, you cannot get Social Security because Social Security is for American citizens and legal resident aliens, period. End of story. Folks, we are literally living in the twilight zone because that amendment was voted down 50-49. That's right. Of that 49 that voted yes, 44 were good Republicans and 5 were good American-minded Democrats. I would like to meet those 5 Democrats, wouldn't you? I really would like to meet them. If my L.A. City school math serves me correctly, with a Republican-dominated Senate, this amendment should have passed, but it did not. Now, forget the illegal alien invasion for just a moment, folks. It has been well documented that Social Security has run into serious, serious problems, and it is now in terrible trouble. It's common knowledge that unless the system is fixed, those my age will probably not get Social Security payments, and those of the next generation will definitely not get a dime. This is outrageous. A system already in trouble is going to be further damaged by giving money to people illegally in the country that have no right to it, and committing felonies by using false Social Security documents to get that Social Security registered in the first place. Senator Jim DeMint, Republican from South Carolina, said it best, quote, "It makes no sense to reward millions of illegal immigrants for criminal behavior while our Social Security system is already in crisis. Why in the world would we endorse this criminal activity with federal benefits?" End quote. And that's a great question. Why are we going to endorse this? Why are we going to say pay these people? It's crazy. If the system was in perfect shape for the next 100 years, it would be crazy to do it and wrong to do it. But the system is damaged. The system is running out. The money's almost all gone. And we're going to give this money to somebody? No way. It is insane. That statement that he made is common sense. But now we enter the twilight zone. Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat from Vermont, said, quote, "It would be unfair to deny Social Security benefits to illegal aliens." Now sit down for this one, folks. Listen to what he said. "We should not steal their funds or empty their Social Security accounts. This is not fair. It does not reward their hard work or their financial contributions. It violates the trust that underlies the Social Security Trust Fund," end quote. What are you? What did you smoke this morning, man? Whatever it is, we can make $1 million by selling it on the street corner. This guy's got to be on some kind of drugs. He is saying that we cannot empty out their Social Security funds that they're not supposed to have in the first place because it doesn't reward their hard work that they're illegally working, and it doesn't make it easy for them, being they're not even supposed to be here. This man is an idiot. And if I ever met him, I would say, you are an idiot, and whatever you're smoking, let's sell some. This is crazy. It is absolutely, certifiably crazy. Now, for those of you Republicans out there who are saying, boy, listen to these Democrats, they're crazy. Look what they're saying. Look what they're trying to do to America. Listen to this next guy. Quote, "We all know that millions of undocumented immigrants pay Social Security and Medicare taxes for years and sometimes decades while they work to contribute to our economy." They're not working to contribute to our economy. They're working to make money. All right? Okay. Finishing the quote. "The Ensign Amendment will undermine the work of these people by preventing lawfully present immigrant workers from claiming Social Security benefits that they earned before they were authorized to work in our community. You cannot earn Social Security benefits if you're here illegally." He goes on to say, "If this amendment were enacted, the nest egg that these immigrants, have worked hard for would be taken away from them and their families," end quote. That statement was made by a Republican senator who could quite possibly get the Republican nomination for president of the United States of America, John, I'm crazy as hell, McCain. This man is insane. This man is nuts, and I don't understand why any Republican would support this guy just because he's a Republican. This man is saying that these people who came here illegally, made some money illegally, and before they adjusted their status to become legal, guess what? They should be able to keep that money that they made while committing felonies with fake documents and keep that money because that's a nest egg for their family. They are out of their minds, Democrat and Republican. They are nuts. But they are getting away with this, and they are ruining this country because they have the power to do so. To quote the great George Putnam, this is the age of insanity. When I see Lindsey Graham, Republican from North Carolina, on TV this morning touting amnesty, I know something is wrong in the Senate. This guy is on there saying that we have to give amnesty to these people. We've got to give amnesty to these people. It's the only fair thing to do. What about my fairness, Mr. Graham? What about the fairness for me? What about the fairness for the Social Security that I'm never going to get because you're giving it to somebody in the country illegally? What about the fairness of my kids and grandkids that's stuck in a school infested with illegal alien children? What about the fairness of the diseases that we're catching all over this country now because people are coming in here unchecked? What about the fairness of our jails being full? What about the fairness of voter fraud? What about the fairness of our wages being compromised? What about that, Mr. Graham and Mr. McCain? When do we get some fairness? And who's going to finally speak for the American people? That I'm waiting for. I can't wait to hear who it is. Somebody's going to have to step up, and it ain't going to be either one of you because you suck. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All American Radio Network.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the FTAA, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. I want to welcome all the good folks who are listening tonight in Phoenix, Arizona, KFNX 1100 AM, and KDON, KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all you folks listening on the RBN Network, and all you folks listening at Radio Free Austin in Austin, Texas. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, whatever you want, but don't forget you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, to show the ineptness of this organization, ICE, that's the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the Bush-appointed 36-year-old Myers, who heads ICE, the American people need only look to their refusal to act on our behalf. Listen to this story. ICE tells us constantly that they don't have the manpower or the budget to go out and find illegal aliens. Fine. We'll accept that for the moment. But what's their excuse when illegal aliens are dropped on them on a silver platter and they don't deport them? What's that about? Recently, in Cookeville, Ohio, 8 men were arrested with a huge amount of fake payroll checks, fake IDs, and a large amount of cash. They were arrested on April 7th after thousands of dollars in fake payroll checks had been cashed in businesses. The 8 were charged with criminal simulation forgery. Last week, they were in court. All 8 pled guilty to a reduced charge of attempted criminal simulation. They did this in exchange for 11 months and 29 days in jail. You know what that is? That's one day short of a year so that it can be broken down from a felony to a misdemeanor. All of the jail time was then suspended except for the 40 days that they had been in jail since April the 7th, which by coincidence was time served, and that, you know, in other words, we're not going to make you serve any time. We gave you all this time, but you don't have to do any of it. As part of the plea deal, they would be turned over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials. Now, here's the hook. Of the 8 men, 1 will be turned over to authorities in Illinois, where he is wanted on another charge. 3 will be deported, and 4 will be simply let go. All 8 men were in the country illegally. All 8. One's being transferred to Illinois, 3 are being being deported, and ICE says we have no interest in deporting the other 4. 4 people that they had in their custody and refused to deport them. They extradited Hector Zabala. They deported Joaquin Dorrega, Victor Avila, and Jose Chavez. They released Demerdio Mejia de Dios, Samuel Fuez, Javier Cruz Lopez, and Anthony Parara Walker. All illegal aliens. I want to read the names because I didn't want to say anybody's race, but I wanted you to know who we're talking about here. Just by coincidence, they happen to be Hispanic gentlemen. But They're all illegally in the country, and ICE refused to deport four of them. That is outrageous. That is outrageous. They had them in custody, didn't have to go get them, and they let them go. Your tax dollars at work. This week, ICE, you suck. But more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks, we have a guest in studio tonight. A guy that I know very well. In fact, I spent the day with him yesterday. What a guy. Sonny Sardo. Sonny's running to displace one of the scourges of our fight to restore this country to its former glory. David Dreyer, a name we hate to even mention on the show here, Sonny, but we have to so people will know who you run against. He's one of the most horrible, despicable people I've ever known for a million reasons, but the main one is because of what he has done to us on this issue. Have I stated that correctly?
That's pretty accurate, Terry. Pretty accurate.
You know, Sonny, I get angry. You and I have talked about this many times. I'm not a party guy at all. I do believe that the Republican Party is the better of the two parties. I believe that the Republican Party is going to have to be the party to save this country because conservative means to conserve, and we want to conserve what we have here. I would like to be a Republican. I would like to be able to say that I was a member of that party, but I can't do it because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing now. Now, that's not to mention you, Tom Tancredo, J.D. Hayworth, Virgil Goode, and a bunch of others. But my point is this. When we've got a person like Dreyer, and he's a Republican, I ask you, who votes for this guy? Why are they continuing to put him in office?
That's a difficult question to answer. I mean, he's been in for 13 terms. He's in his 26th year. The voters need to stop and look at the voting record. And David Dreyer leads the fight. He leads the pack for this open borders.
Absolutely.
And as I've been saying lately, the open borders are directly tied into the trade agreements.
All of that is connected. It is definitely connected. NAFTA, GATT. What's the new one?
CAFTA.
Oh, that's going to be the worst of all if
and
it gets passed.
As I've been telling people, in the floor fight for CAFTA, David Dreyer introduced a bill for CAFTA that brought it to the House. He spoke of the, the free flow or the movement of human capital. Jeez. Well, we saw that human capital in the streets a few weeks ago.
We sure did. And we had the free flow of human capital when my ancestors got brought to this country, too, you know?
Think about it.
Absolutely. But you're right. We did see that in the streets of Los Angeles.
Yeah. And when he said, you know, free flow of human capital, I guess he could have used the word chattel, but he used the word capital.
Well, you know, what angers me the most, this guy, now he's running around talking about immigration reform. We need to close the border.
Oh, I thought it was laughable last week on the front page of the Pasadena Star News. Said David Dreyer is opposed to amnesty.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be a misprint.
Finally, after all this time. What timing? You know what I mean?
Well, he knows that we're on his heels. That's
yeah,
why,
exactly. So. Exactly. You got him running. And I'm going to tell you something, Sonny. If we don't start, you know, I mentioned this yesterday at your event that I went to. Very nice event, too.
Thank you very
lots
much.
Lots of people there. George.
Thank you for being
there. Oh, my
Ray
pleasure.
Breen.
Ray Breen. Paul Peterson. Lots of people there. It was really nice. It was an event to go to that I like those type of events because of the type of people I'm around who think the way we think. But the thing I said yesterday was this: we've got to start voting party and start voting patriot. If a person in that party is not doing what they're supposed to be doing, then they've got to go. And that goes for Republicans and Democrats alike. Our country is too important for us to worry about what party is in power. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want Nancy Pelosi to be the head of the House.
Heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid. And I have testified at those hearings, and I know how important it is for Republicans to be in charge of those committees because they will get something done, whereas the Democrats are going to give away the world. But my point is, the Republicans, to get that, they're going to have to start acting like Republicans again, Sonny.
Well,
they're going to have to.
You end up with the Kennedy-McCain.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
It's outrageous.
We need to move the party back to the Ronald Reagan, Barry Goldwater type of thinking.
Absolutely. And conserve this country. And do I want to go back to the right? Yeah, I guess I do. That's what I want to do. I'm one of the few black conservatives that I know. But I believe that being a liberal is going to give this country away, and it's not the way to go. It's absolutely not the way to go. Now, as far as this goes, I want to ask you a few questions. Some of the folks email me with some questions to ask you.
Here we go.
I'm going to throw some hard ones at you.
Uh-oh.
I saw
I saw on Wolf Blitzer the other day, Wolf Blitzer asked Stephen King, a guy that I like.
Iowa.
Very, very nice man who I know personally. He asked him, he says, you see what McCain is about. McCain is a Republican. You see what he's about. He's horrible on this issue as far as Republicans go. He asked Steve King, would you vote for him? Would you back him for president? Would you back him for president if he got the nomination?
Well, I'd rather see Tom Tancredo get it.
Well, you and I both. that goes without saying. And you know what? Someday, Sonny, we may get that and get somebody like him. But right now, it looks like McCain could possibly be the front runner. And I would really hate to see that. And
well, here we go. You know, McCain against who? Against Hillary Clinton?
Well, I don't see any difference. Myself, I really don't. But well, that's me.
Perhaps you'll just stay home and not vote.
On that day, that's what I would definitely do.
I
don't like either one of them.
Yeah, I am a lifelong Republican. I'm not a Kool-Aid drinker. I do not walk in lockstep to the party at all. But I would like to work on the party and try to push it a little bit back to the right, just a little bit.
Well, I'm with you on that. Another question. You see what's happening with this immigration issue. You get to Congress, okay? The House gets the bill from the Senate. The bill comes back and says in it, amnesty, 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 amnesty. What is your position as a United States Congressman?
You vote against that bill.
Okay.
Anything that flies in the face of our sovereignty, that goes against our Constitution, vote against it.
What about this attitude of, well, let's lock up the border first, let's secure the border first, and then we can discuss what to do with the 20 million people here illegally?
Yeah, but Terry, everybody says it's impossible to seal the border against illegal immigrants. Don't you know that?
Yeah, I've heard that one a few times. I've also heard it's impossible to deport people.
You know,
and we know they both can be done, you know?
If we have a second to tell a little story I told yesterday about September 10th, 2001.
About the airplane.
Yeah.
If
I would have told you on September 10th, 2001, I was going to ground every airplane in America, you'd say, Sonny, you're a darn fool.
I would have tried to have you commit.
And what did we do on September 11th, 2001? Yeah. We grounded every airplane. We had the national will. Well, we have the national might to close that border, but we do not have the national will. We can close that border this evening and the next hour. Close it to illegal immigrants. This nation was built on legal immigration.
Nobody's against legal immigration.
Nobody's against.
And that's why I get so angry when I hear I heard Linda Alvarez today on Channel 2. I rarely watch network news, but she said they were talking about the event downtown.
She was calling you a racist.
Well, no. What she said was it was an anti-immigrant rally.
Oh, anti.
Yeah, and I don't really think that she meant anything by it. But she's so used to saying that term, it just rolls off the tongue so nicely. But the fact of the matter, it was an anti-illegal immigration, anti-illegal invasion rally.
And also, it was a pro-sovereignty
rally.
And we have a right to be a sovereign nation.
I would agree.
I didn't see a racist in the crowd.
None.
Not a racist
in the crowd. And I apologize, everybody. I had a prior commitment this morning. I could not get there. But from what I saw on the television news, there were people of all races and colors marching there. But now the people who were protesting you were pretty much homogenous of one color.
Yeah, and it was hard to find an American flag on the other side. I saw a lot of the red and black, the communist, Sandinista, whatever the devil that flag is. There was a lot of that. A lot of foul language coming from the other side. A very, very hostile.
And a lot of hatred and racism.
Calling people racist and Nazis and everything else. And the people that were down there on the city hall steps with their American flags, they were fighting for the sovereignty of this nation. The same thing that our uncles and grandfathers fought and died for. And we have a right to fight for the sovereignty of this nation. And this is what David Dreyer, my opponent in the 26th, is doing. He's giving this nation away.
Giving it away, Sonny. He's giving it away. And we have invited him on this show many times. We've called him, says, we'd like to get Mr. Dreyer on to talk about this issue. Well, and then when it was election time, last time, we said, we want to get you on and discuss this issue. Not even a call back.
Yep.
Not even a call back. This is the most disingenuous liar that I have ever seen. Now he's claiming to be against amnesty. Well, that must have happened yesterday.
David Dreyer has voted for every single trade bill, starting with NAFTA, that has come along. And tied into these trade bills are things like the free flow of human capital and the free movement of labor across the border.
totally, completely disregards our sovereignty and our borders. And by golly, we have a right to have borders in this
country. That's right. And I'm so sick of this free trade. I think free trade for the world
would... It's all reckless trade.
Right.
I believe in fair trade.
Well,
we are trading with communist China.
Right,
they employ slave labor. You're putting middle-class Americans against that.
I would love to see free trade in the world where everybody is on an equal basis.
I'm a capitalist.
Yeah.
I love free trade.
Absolutely, but it's not possible. It's not possible to do it from Mexico or Central America where they make $5 a day. Over in China where people are making 30 cents a day. You cannot get free trade. It is not going to happen. And we must protect the worker of this country with tariffs or whatever we have to use, whatever we have to use to protect this worker. And I say close the border first, deport everybody here illegally second, and protect the American worker.
David Dreyer has this twisted view of trickle-down economics, and I applaud Ronald Reagan because... In the United States, it worked. You know, give big business a bit of free rein and watch the economy prosper. But when you're doing trickle-down economics with Pakistan and with China and with
good point.
This and that, it doesn't work. It's a twisted view of trickle-down economics, and David Dreyer should know better.
And even within the country here, Sonny, if we don't, we could have a good economic system here where there was fair trade amongst ourselves, but without the outside agitation of so much immigration, so many people coming here undercutting the American wage. We're talking about the H-1Bs, all of these things that Dreyer has been for.
Yep.
The L-1s. There's too much of this, and it is killing the Americans, not only at the bottom with the illegal immigration on the entry level and the skilled jobs, but right in the middle with the computer jobs, those things they told us that we should educate ourselves and learn so that we didn't have to worry about the bottom jobs getting taken away.
Well, if you think before 1993 and NAFTA, what did we do in America? Trading with the world is a wonderful thing. We did plenty of it. We traded the pants off this world. We manufactured the pants off this world.
Yes, we did.
We did it without NAFTA.
Yeah.
What is the big rush with all these trade agreements?
Somebody's getting paid, buddy. Somebody's getting paid off. That's got to be the answer.
Well, there's something. And as I say, many of these trade agreements allow for this migration of labor, and this we ended up with the 1986, 5 million people in the country illegally, and now you have 15 to 20 million, according to Lou Dobbs, and they're from every place. It's not a Mexico problem,
folks.
It's a Middle East problem. It's an Asian problem. It's an Irish problem. My wife hates when I say that. She's Irish. But we got them here from everywhere. Anybody that's here illegally does not belong here. This country was built on legal immigration. We should always enforce and encourage legal immigration.
We are a nation of laws.
You better believe.
We are a nation of Americans, and we are a nation of sovereignty, and if we don't enforce that, something's wrong. Sonny, we got about a minute left. Tell them what you want them to hear.
Well, I tell you, we have a ton of volunteers, and guess what? I need a ton more. Call my campaign office, 1-888-55-SARDO. That's 72736. 1-888-55-72736. Jump on board. We'll give you telephone calls you can make to Republican voters. I am appealing to Republican voters in the 26th Congressional District. After 13 terms and 26 years of David Dreyer, it's time to turn him out.
Yes.
I am a lifelong Republican. I'm a conservative Republican. I do believe in the party, but we need to restore the party to back to what it used to be. And we have to restore this country as well.
I can't find anything wrong with any of that. That's
Thank
good
you.
Stuff. Sonny, we wish you the best. Your picture has been on our website since you filed. We support you. We believe in what you're doing. The only problem is we just hope enough people get the word in time to get out there
and
help you.
Well, I can tell you, we have walked. There are 383 precincts in this district, and I'll bet you we've walked, I'm not exaggerating, close to 300 of them, and we continue to walk every day. We have phoned thousands of people, and we continue to phone.
Sonny Sardo, folks, if you can give him a hand, do so. There's the number. We're going to give it out before the end of the show again. We got a nice piece here from Peter Boyles, my buddy at KHOW. Listen to this. This is really, really great.
Jump the border! Tunnel through! Free across Rio Grande! Walk wild to the highway, climb into a van. Now we're American.
Come on, allow you.
Get ID. You just won't believe all the things we get. Get our mission.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
That bunk plastic pen from the counter at the post office. You don't need it. The Terry Anderson Show pen is the real deal. Sleek, refillable, laser engraved with a quote from yours truly. You'll spend all day making sure no one walks away with yours. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show. 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604.
Where your opinion counts. News Talk 870 KRLA.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. And I want to tell you people that piece we just played, Living Off America. We're going to play that again from time to time. My buddy, Peter Boyles on KHOW in Denver, Colorado, gave me that. He said, use it if you want. So it's good stuff. Also, go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com, and look at the Rebel Alliance. It's right near the top. The Rebel Alliance from Star Wars, they started it against illegal immigration. You'll see people there. Peter Boyles is the head guy, and then you'll see Tom Tancredo as Yoda, and you'll see the ex-governor Dick Lamb of Colorado as Obi-Wan Kenobi, and you'll see a few other familiar faces there too. So give it a look. It's on our website, theterryandersonshow.com. Let's get to the phones, folks. We're going to take everybody tonight. Want everybody to get in. Let's go to Zony, calling from Downey, California. Zony, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Senor Terry, thank you for taking my call. First of all, I want to make this announcement. We're going to keep being friends, Terry, because you and I, even though we agree or disagree in some issues, most of the time we find a common ground to stand. You know, today was my last day as a member of the Minutemen. I resigned. I have my reasons. You know, I did a Spanish spokesperson for them. I don't regret it. I did it with honor. but I think it's time for me to do my own thing, which is incarcerate criminal employers. You know,
that's an admirable thing to do, Zoni.
We are not seeing that, and I'm not justifying the people who look like me, because me personally, I look like the typical, unfortunately, negative stereotype of Latinos who are.
Well, I wouldn't say that. You look like Ricardo Montalban. You know, come on, buddy, give me a break.
Anyways, you know, today is my last day because I'm forming that, and I think that whether you like it or not, I think. In a way, you know, it's better to have a few National Guards right in the borders. I wish they will do the same thing with Canada, because Canada that border is a joke. You know, the Canadians can come whenever they want.
Zoni, we need it on both borders, and that's a fact.
Yeah, and, I wish that we could be in a reality thing that people being deported, but it's not reality. And what the president wants, and I don't want anybody to get upset, including you, but that's your right. If you want to get upset or happy, whatever, I think the president is going in the right direction. You know, I'm not saying 100% amnesty, but something realistic needs to be done. You know, and deporting the 2 million people of Irish people who are here illegally, or the almost 2 million of Canadians who are living in New Jersey, all these East Coast states, I think it's not realistic. You know, it's not being done. And the will to incarcerate the employers, you know, Tyson is a huge corporation. And there is not even one janitor from Tyson in jail. You know, not to say the CEO, that's not going to happen. And I'm going to push it in the next few months to have at least one of those high executives, you know, being penalized really hard.
Zoni, you and I will always disagree on not deporting people, because for a guy like you, it's easy. And when I'm not upset, I'm just disagreeing with you. It's easy for you, and you mentioned the Irish and the Canadians, but you and I both know that the vast majority of the illegal alien people in this country are Hispanic people.
I agree.
And it's easier for you to function in that world than it is for me and other people like me, because, number one, we're not Hispanic. Number two, we don't have the capture of the language the way you do. Yeah, I speak some Spanish, but not where I can go and get a job as a bilingual person. So therefore, we are going to demand deportation.
And let me share this with you. I think when they deny an African-American young person with no criminal records just because he or she is not bilingual, I believe as a Latino that's discrimination.
I have had many talks with you, Zoni, and I know that's how you feel.
And I love your community all the way.
I know you do, buddy. And you're gonna go after these employers. I wanna have you keep in touch with me on the employer thing. That's an important thing to do. Let me know how it's going. Maybe I can help you some kind of way, but we're going to stay in touch on that, okay?
And I will keep making contributions to you, because I'm proud of the job you're doing.
All right, buddy.
I don't believe you're racist by no means.
Absolutely. Zoni, you take care.
You take care.
Stay in touch.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Jim Silva. He's calling from Huntington Beach. He's running for office there. We want to get his pitch. Jim, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Hi, Kerry. Everything out here in Orange County is going pretty good, but we do have a major problem with illegal immigration.
Yes, we do everywhere.
One of my fellow supervisors, Chris Norby, and I did some research, and on a daily basis, we have between 600 and 800 inmates in the county jail that are also illegal. And they're not picked up because they're illegal; they're picked up because they've committed crimes. The cost of housing those illegal inmates to the taxpayers of Orange County is around $17 million a year.
That's a lot of money, Jim.
That's a lot of money. We feel that the federal government should reimburse us. That's just one program. We have health programs. We have welfare programs that illegals tap into. They're magnets that pull people in from all over the world illegally, and it is costing Orange County a fortune.
So what do you propose?
Well, first of all, I think that you're not going to solve any of these problems until the border is sealed.
Absolutely.
The border has got to be closed. Number two, you have to stop providing programs that are used as magnets to pull people in from all over the world. You stop those health payments. You stop all the free welfare checks that are going out to illegals, and they will be leaving. They're not going to stay here if they can't collect on those programs.
That's true.
We had this is something that's absolutely terrible. We had one of my colleagues wanted to have an insurance program for children of Orange County. that were basically uninsured children. So when we checked into it, the only program we could qualify for it was a federal program, but we couldn't accept it if we did not, listen to this, if we did not include illegals.
Unbelievable.
That is the federal government.
That is against so many laws and so many principles. It is immoral, illegal, and everything else.
And I'm out on the campaign trail. I'm a current sitting supervisor in the 2nd District for Orange County, but I'm also a candidate for the 67th Assembly District. So I'm out all over the district campaigning. And I talk to employers all the time who feel that their hands are tied. When they hire someone and the person comes in with a Social Security card, they hire them, they spend money training them, and then the Immigration Service can come in and pick them up and say these people are illegal, and the federal government should assist businesses in checking to make sure that these Social Security cards are legitimate, and help the employers maintain the laws that we have on our books. We don't need new laws.
No, we don't need
to enforce the laws that we have.
Jim, we don't need anything new written. If we would just enforce the one we have, we would get this problem totally under control within no time. Jim, I gotta go. Tell people how they can get in touch with you and help you with your candidacy.
Okay, my campaign office is area code 714-861-4470. That's our office number. You can check my website, www.silvaforassembly.com. We are having to deal with this in Orange County. The state of California is in a life raft, a financial life raft that's sinking, yet we're pulling on more and more people, and it's not going to stop until we close the borders.
And, Jim, when you do that, everybody sinks, the life raft goes down, and everybody dies. Nobody gets saved. It's worthless. Jim Silva.
Jerry, nice talking to
you. It's my pleasure, buddy. I wish you the best. Let us know how it turns out.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. Let's go to Ronald calling from Southgate, California. Ronald, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry. Boy, I'm surprised I'm on. But in any event, This is utterly ridiculous.
Outrageous.
I mean, I can't believe it. As an African American, I'm 55 years old, from Chicago, and I've been in Los Angeles for over 30 years, and I can't believe that the American people are allowing.
That's a good way to put it, Ron. That's a good way to put it.
Invasion.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've been here long enough. I've been here a lot longer than you. And I'm going to tell you something. I have seen a change, and you've seen a change that is outrageous, especially for us. Especially for us. Our community is gone. You know. This is what gets me with these black handkerchief head leaders that we got who won't defend us. They see that we are being pushed into a corner in this town. They're pushing us farther and farther west. They're taking our communities. We're talking about illegal aliens, people who aren't even supposed to be here, Ronald. They're
Terry,
taking
they've
our community.
Bought out.
Absolutely, they've been
they
bought out.
They've been bought out. You're Jesse Jacksons, you're Al Sharpton. Let me tell you, I grew up in Chicago.
Well, then you know. They have been bought out, and they will not listen to us. But you know what? There's going to come a day when they do listen, and that's coming soon.
All of them. They have totally been bought out. I mean, when Jesse Jackson went to Mexico to kiss the you-know-what of Vicente Fox, and then Al Sharpton followed him?
Yep, and everybody came home quiet. The hush money passed hands, and that was the end of it.
It wasn't even about hush money. It just goes to show you. They have no credibility. No,
I would agree.
Respect. No, Mexicans do not care anything about blacks. I mean, they have a black population.
Well, Ronald, I've been there. I've been to Veracruz where they have a black population, and I've been to other places and seen it. They get treated worse than anybody. But let me tell you this. I debated a woman from Churla. Her name was Angelica Salas.
Uh-huh.
And she told us at the meeting that black people are that the Hispanics, she's from Oaxaca, and they are taught there to hate blacks before they get here. And anybody doesn't like me saying that, I've got a tape of her saying it. She says she was taught to hate blacks before she got to this country, and I've heard that from many others. I got to go, buddy.
Terry, let me just say one last thing.
Sure.
Before you go, let me tell you what you just said. Black folks are not even in the history books of Mexico.
Well, you're right about that.
Okay? So, I mean, what she said was minimal They don't even want people to know that black folks exist.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Ronald. Take care, brother. All right, let's go to DM, calling from Los Angeles. What do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, yes. I'm here in some honesty, and I say thank you.
My pleasure.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, I just kind of want to touch base on that whole that speech that George Bush gave on Monday. You know, basically addressed it as being, you know, some PC dodgeball. And how, like, him and, like, some other people, like, in the Senate that's really pushing hard for this amnesty, basically what it amounts to is, like, really selling out the people, the American people and all the... You know, all the people, it's like pretty heavy duty.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and I'm a 29-year-old black man, too, like South Central, and living in South Central and everything like that. And I actually gave Bush a chance. But I can't see how it is that you could be the president of the United States of America and be so loose and playing softball when it's, like, obvious you have, like, a serious invasion situation going on.
Well, DM, I appreciate you had an open mind with George Bush.
Right.
You know, a lot of us don't. We, you know, if somebody's a Republican, they write him off.
Right.
I look at the person, not the party.
Exactly.
But you're absolutely right. He dogged us, and he dogged us twice, and now he's doing us worse than he ever did us. And what I don't understand about most Republicans now who support this guy,
right,
this is the biggest issue to face this country since World War II. It's the biggest thing for black folks since slavery. And we're going to... And anybody that supports him now, how can you support him on an issue like this?
Right, even if we just look at the simple numbers, if you're talking at least 70 million to 100 million plus people coming in over the next 20 years, you barely have 30 million black people in the United States right now. You know, so many more than like 10 million, 12 or 13 million black people been aborted for the people that's like kind of pushing that agenda. So, I mean, even with that aside, you know, you bringing in 100 million extra people, you know, we only have 300 million people in the United States as a whole, that would not be a wise decision. And then really, I mean, you got communism knocking on the door. You automatically probably, I foresee, you know, like an increase of government because you're bringing in so many more people, so many more children. Okay, let's raise taxes. We need to do something with education. So government comes in, more divisiveness, and it's like a tool to where the government can just, like, grow right along with it to where, you know, the America that we know today will just be no more. And it's a serious issue, and I can't see how anybody in the Senate or anyone in the government, you know, California government, you know, we got Villaraigosa and people like him and like Nunez and stuff. They like, you know, they're not really talking for the people. I'm not getting that
show
from them.
And brother, they show ain't talking for us.
Right, exactly. That's serious.
Gotta go, man. Thanks for the call. Call me again.
Okay, definitely.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right. Let's go to David Hernandez, my buddy, calling from North Hollywood, California. Tell me about it. What's up, Dave?
I'm sitting here. I got my feet up. I'm resting my dogs because I was out there marching from Broadway and Olympic to City Hall with Ted Hayes out there today.
Look, I tried to make it, but I had a prior engagement and could not get there. But you know, I was there in spirit.
You were there in spirit, and
yes,
it was you know, it was a fantastic success because I think for the first time, the media got a real glimpse at just who exactly is out there agitating. And
who the racists really are.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you, folks, this is David Hernandez. I've known this guy for some time. He is a Hispanic gentleman. I don't do the race thing, but I want to paint a picture for you. He's not only Hispanic, he's very Hispanic. You look at him, I mean, he ain't going to pass for a white guy. That ain't going to happen. But this guy has stood with us at every rally we've ever been to, right in South Central, everywhere else. This guy has stood with us against Councilman Parks when he came with his BS, tried to tell us that we should embrace the illegal aliens. This guy has stood with us many, many times, and not just because he's running for office. He stood with us long before that. So this guy, David Hernandez, is the real deal. Go ahead, buddy. Tell us about your campaign.
Well, I'm running for L.A. County Supervisor in District 3. And, you know, it was funny because there was an employer from La Opinion there asked me, you know, why would I risk losing the Hispanic vote by showing up there today? And I said, you know, I don't think you risk anything.
That's a racist question.
Yep.
to imply that American Hispanics will vote against you because you went to a rally to support sovereignty is a racist question. To imply that all Hispanics would vote that way, that's racist.
Well, and that's absolutely, because what I told them, I said most Hispanics in the United States are American citizens or they're here legally. It's a large minority, but most people are here legally, and I said, you know, what I pointed out was, you take a Hispanic female, you know, a single mom who has two kids in a Head Start program and who's already out there cleaning motels, and, you know, she can't afford to lose 50 cents an hour because her employer decides to hire an illegal. I said, you know, not only is the African-American community impacted by illegal immigration, but the legal or American Hispanics that are here, they're impacted.
Well, you guys got impacted first.
Oh, sure.
I tell people that all the time. And now you've got the backlash against you because people are looking funny at you because of what the illegal aliens are doing, and you don't deserve that. It's not fair. Dave, I got to move on, buddy. Give us your information on how they can get in contact with you.
Okay, we got 16 days to the election. DaveForLA.com. It's for L.A. County Supervisor. So DaveForLA.com. We've got 16 days, and I'm really looking forward to it. So thank you, Terry.
We're going to get you back on before the election.
Okay.
All right, Dave. Thanks for calling. Thanks, buddy. Good guy, folks. Dave Hernandez, one of my favorite people. Let's go to Barbara Cole. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. I'll be very, very quick. We missed you so much today.
Sorry, kid.
At that rally. It was so wonderful. And I just wanted to share with your listeners that Jim Selva, I've worked with him for many, many years. He has been a total American patriot through all these years, doing his best in his position to combat the illegal alien invasion. And he is going to be our keynote speaker at our CCIR meeting on Wednesday. That's the 24th, this coming Wednesday, the 24th, meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. at the Garden Grove Women's Center at 9501 Chapman Avenue at Gilbert in Garden Grove. And if anybody wants more details, please call our toll-free phone number, which is 877-NO-ILLEGALS. If you want to meet Jim, talk with Jim, ask him any questions you want, we welcome you to come, okay?
All right, Barbara, thanks for that. We appreciate it. Everybody try to make it. He's a good guy.
Thank you.
Take care.
Love you.
Let's go to Johnny calling from Brooklyn, New York. Johnny, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
All right, I'll do it quickly. Terry, this is Johnny Lightning of Brooklyn, New York. First of all, this is going to be harsh, but we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to, us conservatives who want to take back this country, we're going to have to take over a small state in this country with numbers. Move in there, take over the two Senate seats, and we don't get immigration reform, we filibuster every piece of legislation that comes down the pike.
I love it.
First thing. Then we're going to build a wall. That wall is going to be made from San Diego, California to Brownsville, Texas. I like to bring it up to Brownsville, Brooklyn, but we'll stop at Brownsville, Texas. It's going to be painted red, white, and blue with the inscription on it. Article 4, Section 4, the President and Congress will defend and protect
from invasion
of this country against invasion.
That's right.
And I got to tell the people out there, at least a third of the illegals in the country are expired visas.
We want them out, too. The day that visa expires, they become illegal aliens and should be deported or jailed or both.
Countries with visa violations will lose visa privileges in our America.
Johnny, you're my man. I love it, man. Let's talk about this again. Don't be a stranger. Call me.
Take it easy.
Take care. My man, Johnny from Brooklyn. Let's go to our sponsor now, Jonathan Rose from Capital Gold Group, safestgold.com, 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, how are you doing this evening, Terry?
Pretty good.
Good. Have you been following gold?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Unbelievable. As it keeps going up, it's never too late for investors to get in. So this is the time people should be diversifying their portfolio away from a shrinking dollar into something tangible that they can get to actually physically hold on to. And we're talking about the good old American Eagles, the Canadian Maple Leafs, South African Cougarans. They're all going up in value and expect $1,000 an ounce. I know we've seen gold take a little dip lately, but you always want to buy on the dips, and never have we seen a better time to invest in precious metals as we have right now.
Tell them how to get in, Jonathan. This is the time.
Well, they can pick up the phone today. In fact, right now, it's a very important number, so write it down. It's 1-800-510-9594. They can visit us on the line, on the web, at www.safeasgold.com. But if they want to receive an insider's guide to owning gold, which will show people how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices and which gold coins will give them a better return in the future. Just call 1-800-510-9594. A lot of your listeners, Terry, have already purchased gold from us, so congratulations.
Glad to hear it.
Upswing. It's never too late to get in.
No.
Do call 800-510-9594.
Don't wait, folks. You'll be kicking yourself this time next year. That's Jonathan Rose at the Capital Gold Group, safeasgold.com, 1-800-510-9594. We'll give that number out again at the end of the show. Jonathan, thanks for calling, buddy.
God bless, Terry.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Bob calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Bob, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
All right. Man, good show. I never heard you before, but I really like you.
Thank you, sir.
You know, the first thing I'd do, I was a real intelligent person, before I would close my borders, I'd give everybody a heads up. I'd let the illegal aliens know. I'd let the terrorists know. Hey, we may be getting a little tougher on these borders, so if you're going to do something, let's hurry up and do it. That's our government. That's the ones that want us to give up our freedoms. They can listen in on our phone conversations. They can come into our homes, and they're giving them a heads up.
Everything, shutting
the borders down.
Everything to us, Bob, and nothing to the ones who deserve to have something done to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gotta go, buddy. It's the end of the show. Call me again. We'll have more time.
All right.
Bob, thanks so much. See you next Sunday, buddy. Take care. Real quick, let's go to Ann calling from Los Angeles. Ann, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
You know what we should do? You should organize a week without any American working.
I'm with that.
To show the president, since he mentioned in his speech that this is a country of laws, he should obey the law.
That's right.
Land.
I'm with it.
And we shouldn't buy any gas. Shouldn't buy anything for a whole week. Shouldn't go to work. It should be a week without an American working.
Sounds good to me. And thanks for the call. That's great stuff. I love it. Let's go to John calling from Lakewood, California.
Terry, I like to do what Sheriff Arpaio's doing. Put them out on the desert and put them in their little pink uniforms and then put TV cameras out there and then they would self-deport themselves.
And John, did you hear what the sheriff said? He said, how many can you hold? He said, we got the whole desert.
Yeah.
We'll just keep pushing the fence back. We'll push the fence back.
Gone.
There you go. I love it.
Yeah. Keep up the good work, Terry.
Thank you, sir. Folks, I want you to stick around for our good friend, Lourdes Frascala. Tonight, she's going to have a very touchy subject that a lot of people don't want to talk about. She's going to talk about the out-of-touch leaders in Washington, D.C. We touched on that earlier. It is a fact that they are out of touch with us. She's also going to talk about the Da Vinci Code, which I saw last Friday. I usually write my movie review. I did not write on that one because, well, I won't tell you. I'll let her tell you. I didn't care for it. Anyway, don't forget our sponsor, safestgold.com, Capital Gold Group, 1-800-510-9594. Don't forget our buddy Sonny Sardo. That number is 888-55-SARDO. That's 888-55-SARDO if you can give him a hand. Jerry, Elliot, all the rest, I'm sorry. I'll try to get to you next time. I just try to get to the new callers tonight. Make sure everybody got in. I want to thank everybody. Remind you, this week with the swings, got two great ones you can read. Abra, Comprehensive Cadabra, and Roundup, Schmoundup. You can read that on our website, folks. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue in Camelback, immigrationbuzz.com. I want to remind you all about the Unite to Fight Summit this week. Coming up next weekend in Las Vegas, Mark Edwards. Go to unitetofight.com or you can get all the information on our website for the event. It's a very good event, 2 days. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, and my producer, Les Blinkhorn. I remind you, we need your help to stay on the air. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I want to remind you of those three websites that we talk about every week. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. And don't forget our good buddy, Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.